This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a serious problem the military has been dealing with for decades. But a new study by Oregon State University researchers seems to indicate cattle that have been involved in wolf attacks show signs of PTSD as well.
About 7 or 8 years ago when I first started, we heard a lot from beef producers in Northeast Oregon that with the wolves coming into Oregon and their cows grazing public allotments with the wolf presence, that once those cows were coming back home, they were much more aggressive. Their calves were lighter. Probably those cows were just producing much milk, and the calves are stressed out, so not nursing as much as they should. Not only lighter, but also with a greater incidence of sickness.
OSU animal scientist Ronaldo Cook says it's all related to the stress cows experience during a depredation episode.
Everything that we did was just to show that, it's basically to demonstrate that the common sense is there. I mean, the stress of having those predators around all the time causes a stress reaction on those animals that explain why they don't perform as well as they have a decreased immune competence.
Cook says cows that have been involved in wolf attacks behaved much differently than cows unfamiliar with wolves in their study simulations. We'll have more on what these results might mean for Northwest ranchers dealing with wolf attacks tomorrow.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.